Cerne kalacak.
Olduğu için de yani yıl oturuyor daha mı?
Ama tamam biraz.
Tamam.
Ruskan.
Yani yıl oturuyor daha mı?
Ну, должно быть. Нам подрошно быть.
Уход точно будет. Well, first we'll chant some Radharani song because it's cut at the time. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayite.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayite.
Jayo Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayite.
Oh,
रानी की जय, राधा रानी की जय, महारानी की जय। As I'm singing it for myself, but you are very nice. Varshana Vala ki jai jai jai. You know that. Vrindavan. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Varshana Vala ki jai jai jai. Very nice actually. Vaishnava song. Tribhauro koruna kori Vaishnava gosha
Tribhauro koruna kori Vaishnava gosha
Tribhauro koruna kori
Thank you.
One thing I should say in English for Paul, you know, it's very important when Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, and, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramananda Samvad, what is the most difficult separation you can tolerate? And naturally you would say, Mahaprabhu asking Ramananda Roy, so you should say like separation from Krishna. But that was not Ramananda's answer. So Ramananda said, actually the highest form of separation you can feel is the separation from Vaishnava, from the loser. And for that, you know, divine reason, there are some pastimes showing, like Krishna separation pastime is not showing. But Haridas Thakur separation pastime is showing very, very dramatically. It's starting from Haridas' internal mood of feeling that Mahaprabhu is soon going to leave this world, and Haridas, you know, very disturbed, and he can't eat and sleep, and he's going to very difficult mood, and Mahaprabhu is coming himself every day to see Haridas Thakur bringing him prasadam, but this time Haridas Thakur not taking any prasadam, taking one drop and giving dantavat the prasadam but not eating. And Mahaprabhu say, why are you so sad? I never see you so sad. And Haridas say, well, I've seen you before, and now I have realization that you're leaving this world very soon. My heart is very able to bear this pastime. So please kindly allow me to go first. And Mahaprabhu will not tell me anything. He said, okay. Your pure Vaishnava here does whatever pure Vaishnava wants, always Krishna to fulfill. So Mahaprabhu is coming back with a big group of devotees and telling them, you will see something you never seen before. And the whole group of devotees coming, and they see Haridas Thakur preparing to leave this world. He's taking Mahaprabhu and lotus feet and chanting Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. And that mood, he's leaving the world. And everybody's very shocked. And Mahaprabhu taking his on the lap, and with his dead body, he's dancing and chanting and taking his body to ocean. And then with his own hands giving Samadhi Mandir. And like this, you know, very, some pastimes showing very elaborately described by Krishnadas Kaviraj. So that you can understand there's some reason for that. I'll tell you in a short way in English, and then I'll tell the Russian devotees in Russian. Because my lecture will be very short tonight. So, as Srila Gurudev left, we also have experiencing very unique pastime. Ramakrishna was there. I cannot describe this many times, but what I felt I've written in that letter that many people, many devotees worldwide appreciate. And, you know, after Gurudev left, my whole understanding of Krishna consciousness has vanished, because there's something you feel with the departure of Guru, especially Vaishnava. You know, some separation you can understand. Because before you cannot understand what this is. Because if your son will die, or your wife will die, or mother will die, you naturally feel some separation. But, you know, a separation from devotee is something very, very unbearable. Because it is spiritual suffering, not mundane suffering. So, mundane suffering is very easy to overcome, not the spiritual suffering. Mahaprabhu constantly cry, and his spiritual suffering going on a very deep level. Finally, today we're speaking about Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's disappearance. What I heard is I heard from Sripad Janardana Maharaj, and he was there. So he said one day Prabhupada was very anxiously to fly for the preaching tour, but in London, suddenly he understood, he unable to go to Basram and pass urine. And Prabhupada was chemist and doctor. He was about 70 or 78 years old. Then he understand, you know, I can't pass, that means something very wrong with, you know, my system. And you know, he was also a divine person, so he felt it was time to go. So he stopped the whole tour and he said, now we're coming back to India, Vrindavan. So all the devotees were expecting him, US, Mexico. You know, the group was like just turned and went back to Vrindavan. And Prabhupada got very sick in Vrindavan. And he feels he's gone. He told very clearly, there'll be some short time, I stay and I go. And everybody was so shocked because, you know, Prabhupada were only like 10 years with devotees. You know, like devotees, like he had a whole big movement and nobody knew what to do. They all came, all the leaders came, you know, they call up all the temples and all the presidents of the temples and people came. It actually was amazing. And Prabhupada, you know, he finally gave the instructions, but every day he vanished in 1 month. 1 month took to disappear. Every day he became more weaker and weaker and weaker. So finally, because before going, he wanted devotees to take him by bullock cart around Govardhan to do Govardhan Parikrama. His aspiration was to do Govardhan Parikrama. But devotees told Prabhupada, we will not allow you to do that. Because if you do that, more faster you will leave the body. So Prabhupada said, what should I do? I'm hostage by my disciples. I can't even leave this world as I want. I should follow the GBC instruction of what they want. So Prabhupada stayed a little longer. That was true, he could leave. And, you know, when he left, it was amazing. It was just like, you know, the devotees understood everything was actually based on him. And, you know, we all know the history. Many tried to become like him, but you can understand what is devotion, and to be devotee is not easy. I mean, to even the impersonate devotee is not easy, his magnitude, his intensity. But to be a real devotee is very, very difficult. So, you know, we're very fortunate we had come across some pure devotees of Krishna. And today we have heard some of their departure pastime. Very purifying for our heart. Because we all have to die. There's no question that. Srila Maharaj said, you have to choose what for you're going to die. Are you going to die for, like, you know, for, like, he died to live? That was his concept. You want to die for some higher cause, or you just die because you have no alternative? So, in battlefield in Srimad Bhagavatam, the demon Vritrasura, when he fought with Indra, he said, just wake up, king of heaven, you should fight with me. And you have so much blessings, and you have a great vajra, you have great weapon from the bones of a great sadhu, and Indra give you, and Brahma give you all the blessings, and Krishna give you all the blessings, but why you cannot fight me? Because the Vritrasura was a very great demon, very devotional. And he said, don't worry, king of heaven, just stood up and fight, and you must be successful. Because there, even if you are thinking you can die, so there's two glorious deaths, possibly, like everybody will die, but two types of deaths are very, very rare. One death is death of battlefield of the truth, of dharma, and second death is a death of bhakti yoga. They said those two deaths are very difficult to attain. So anybody will be most fortunate, he will attain that type of death. This was Vritrasura's encouragement to Indra, that Indra stood up and, like, and, you know, from the back of the fighting ring, demigods pushing him, and, you know, finally he killed Vritrasura, but Vritrasura was not care about his own death. He was, like, very encouraged. I like that demon very much. This is like my favorite asura from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because sometimes demons are very good. They're very sincere. Very straightforward. They don't do so much diplomacy. And he said very beautiful things about Krishna consciousness and type of death. So he wasn't care about dying in the battle. He was just, he understood this is divine will, you know, Lord Vishnu wants me to do this. Then, you know, if I obey orders of my master, I'll be more glorious. In previous life, he was a great devotee of Shiva. One time, Shiva was sitting with Parvati. Parvati was sitting on his lap, and some devotee without having the door enter. Parvati became very confused, and Lord Shiva said, you know, it's my devotees, they can come and see me anytime. And she said, oh, you know, I'm your husband, we have no private time. You know, I want to curse this one, now I will curse him. And Shiva is laughing, he said, you know, you can curse him, he can go heaven or hell, he still will be my devotee. So Parvati cursed him, and, oh, you become big demon, or like fight with demigods. And he said, no problem. If you are giving me that curse, I'm accepting this as a blessing. And Shiva said, you see, he's really a great devotee, I told you.
how your Bris Mila is going on.
Now I should say something in Russian. It might be different, not the same. Мы знаем, что в различных священных писаниях по-разному описаны разные деяния Господа. И, как правило, ходы аватаров, они не описаны особым образом. Поэтому однажды Шрила Гурудев сказал, что я не знаю, не хочу знать. Когда ему пытался доктор Шастри впарить свою версию хода читания Махапрабху из этого мира, доктор Шастри стал ему рассказывать. Одни говорят, Махапрабху вошел в Гопинатха, другие в Джаганнатха, третьи в Валанатха, четвертые говорят, что Махапрабху вошел в океан. В любом случае, Гурудев сказал, что то, что реально написано в читании Чайтамрита, этому мы должны верить. Если бы для нас было важно слышать, как ушел Махапрабху из этого мира, то Шастры бы в писаниях написали. И таким образом, если мы будем читать писания, такие как Бхагавата, читание Чайтамрита, мы увидим редкие моменты ухода вайшнавов. Читание Чайтамрита — один пример ухода Харидаса Такура. Харидас Такур был величайшим вайшнавом. До Махапрабху явился, и до Махапрабху проповедовал славу сознания Кришны. Его провозили экзекуцию 24 раза, пароли на площадях. И Харидас Такур при жизни уже, так сказать, жил, умирал неоднократно. Однажды он спросил Махапрабху, почему когда меня наказывали, казнили, почему меня не убили тогда? Махапрабху сказал, меня не убили, потому что преданного убить такого, как ты, убить невозможно. Прохлад Махарадж, Друг Махарадж, все другие великие вайшнавы, они прошли величайшие испытания. Харидас Такур сказал, почему тогда, скажи, я не чувствовал боли, когда меня Махапрабху поднял свою талию, показал Харидас Такур тело из шрамами от роск, от кнутов. Махапрабху сказал, я лично закрывал тебя своим телом. Не думаю, что он преданный. Если я заставляю своего преданного страдать, я лично сам прихожу в его сердце, лично удаляю его боль. Страдания моих преданных для меня дороже, чем моя жизнь преданных, дороже, чем моя собственная жизнь. Поэтому, если даже мой преданный страдает, он должен умереть по моей воле, то это моя особая милость к нему. Поэтому лично я, так сказать, дарую преданному, памятуя обо мне, лично я ему дарую трансцендентную смерть. Поэтому в сегодня день ухода Шрилы Бхактивинода Свами Прабхупады мы знаем уход Шрилы Гурудева. Несколько из нас людей присутствовали при этом. Но я бы не хотел сегодня это описывать и рассказывать, потому что это не то, о чем можно говорить налегке, но мы знаем уход Бхактивинода Свами Прабхупады. Произошло так, что Шрила Прабхупада отправился, я слышал это от Джанарда Махараджа, вот, может, нигде не написано, но он отправился в поездку, в проповеднический тур. В проповеднический туре он прилетел в Лондон с группой преданных, и вдруг почувствовал, что не может идти в туалет, нет мочеотделения. И будучи фармацевтом, практически доктором, Прабхупад понял, что это, он был 78 лет, он понял, что это глобальная проблема. И сказал, разворачиваем коней. Господин спросили, куда? Прабхупад сказал, мы летим в Вриндаван, никому ничего не объяснил. И Прабхупад знал, что он летит уходить из этого мира. Они прилетели в Вриндаван, и буквально через неделю, другую, через несколько дней Прабхупаде стало очень плохо. И буквально он стал затухать, как цветок. У него хорошие физические функции определенные. Он был совсем слабым, преданные массировали его тело, пытались как-то его, так сказать, вернуть к жизни, но Прабхупад постепенно терял всякую связь с этим миром. Он был недавно, и последние дни своей жизни он сказал: «Я хочу, чтобы вы меня привезли на телеге, какая-нибудь индийская телега с быками вокруг Говардхана». И при этом мне сказали, что собрали GBC собрание, посвящались, сказали: «Нет». Я сказал: «Я даже не могу умереть толком. Моя жизнь зависит от моих учеников». Я сказал: «Прабхупад, если мы тебя в таком состоянии провезем вокруг Говардхана, ты завтра умрешь». Прабхупад сказал: «Да, это скорее всего так оно и есть. Завтра, послезавтра, окей. Раз вы GBC, вы решили, я буду следовать вашим наставлениям». Таким образом, Прабхупад оставил тело во Вриндаване. Однажды, когда он писал Шрила Чайтанья Махараджу письмо, что вот-вот я чувствую, что я могу в любой момент уйти, я бы хотел уйти из этого мира во Вриндаване. Шрила Чайтанья Махарадж написал, он сказал, что где ты, там Вриндаван. И он посетил читание Чайтанья, где Махапрабху говорит Санатане Госвами, что где ты, там Вриндаван. Там, где преданный, там Вриндаван. Да? Там трансцендентное происходит. Это не то, что ты приедешь в Вриндаван, увидишь его своими материальными глазами. Вриндаван — это план сознания. Он достижим очень быстро для предавшихся душ. И также он, сознание Кришны, оно недоступно для материалистов. Кем бы они ни были, они могут обладать с тобой дружескими или там родственными связями. Сознание Кришны не передается генетически.
По наследству.
Да? По наследству оно передается из сердца в сердце. Поэтому дальше мы души могут обрести, это знаете, Кришна. О, this is nice hat with Chika. Thinking why I'm speaking about Vritra Asura. Покажи это нам.
Wow.
I am very happy. Ah, I see. This is very nice Chika you have. This is a new brahmachari coming here. And he has no brain because he's a jnana shunya bhakta. He don't need any brain. Actually, his brain was eaten by devotees. That's why he's so much smiling. You see, he's very, very happy. And he's always chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, he's staying by Giriraj. He's one Giriraj friend. Like us, too. Very nice. I like Shikha very good. And his brain been eaten today. And after eaten, the brain was washed.
A Chinese girl that came to the program the other night, she made it.
Now I can understand. Anyway, it's time to sleep. Eat and sleep again. Hari Horaya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hari Horaya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hari Horaya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.